This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian missiles hit civilian buildings in a central Ukrainian city overnight, killing at least 10 people. Strike involving cruise missiles hit a five-story residential building, which was engulfed in fire. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova from VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine, it said that one of the areas is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown.
President Zelensky and his wife, they were born in this town, and according to latest information that was provided, until the beginning of full-scale invasion, his parents remained in this city. It's their home. And according to what was said at the beginning of the invasion, they remained in the city. We don't have additional details, but it looks like that some members of his family definitely remain in that city. So this is additional symbolic meaning of that.
Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that he could order his troops to try to seize more land in Ukraine to protect bordering Russian territory. The threat made Tuesday carries questioned credibility because of the Kremlin lacking full control over areas it already annexed. AP correspondent Sagar Morghani reports on Trump classified documents.
It was a stunning moment in American history. The first ex-president to face federal charges sat scowling in a Miami courtroom as a lawyer entered the not guilty plea on all 37 counts. Prosecutors say Trump hoarded classified documents and tried to stop the government from getting them back. He was released without having to pay bond or restrict his travel. Sagar Morghani, Washington.
You will find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top government official said that a Japanese soldier was arrested after allegedly shooting and wounding three colleagues at an army base. The chief cabinet secretary told reporters that the shooting occurred at a base firing range in a prefecture in central Japan. NHK Public Television, quoting investigative officials, said the suspect is a teenage male. Rwandan refugees and asylum seekers in Malawi say they fear being deported or losing their right to stay in the country following steps by the government to apprehend refugees wanted in their home countries on various charges.
The Rwandan refugees expressed their fears in a statement following the deportation Monday of a Rwandan genocide suspect, Vincent Gendahimana Kanyoni, who was indicted in 2019. In a statement, a refugee group called Concerned Rwandan Refugees said Malawi should be cautious with requests from the Rwandan government. The group said Rwanda might be playing what it called the genocide card to target political opponents in exile. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blanta, Malawi.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are celebrating Juneteenth events at the White House.
The White House has noted the Juneteenth holiday with a ceremony and South Lawn concert. Juneteenth marks the day that the last enslaved people in the United States learned they were free. It has been celebrated for generations by Black Americans. It became a federal holiday when signed into law in 2021 by President Joe Biden. Vice President Kamala Harris said there are extremists who want to ban books and erase history.
Black history is American history.
Present for Tuesday's event was 96-year-old Texan Opal Lee, dubbed the grandmother of Juneteenth.
If people can be taught to hate, they can be taught to love.
The holiday is observed on June 19th. Norman Hall, Washington.
Amazon's cloud computing unit, Amazon Web Services, experienced an outage Tuesday, affecting publishers that suddenly found themselves unable to operate their sites. The company said on its website that the root cause of the issue was tied to a function called AWS Lambda. The company has since posted on its site that many of the affected AWS services were fully recovered, and it was continuing to cover the rest. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.